Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Esteem Yourself Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chisholm Uckloff, and we thank you for being a part of Esteem Yourself Blog Talk Radio and Esteem Yourself E-Magazine. This month on Esteem Yourself E-Magazine, Dishon features an article entitled, A Flame to Light the Way. In the article, states, one of the biggest ways to create an environment for greater personal success involves training yourself to have a strong positive attitude regardless of the situations that may arise. A positive attitude will give you the drive, inner support, and determination needed to get through a tough time. Having a positive attitude is like having your own personal flame to light the way ahead in the dark hallway. Learn how to create, maintain, and grow that flame every day by reading this article entitled, A Flame to Light the Way. Join us on Facebook as well, as we continue to enlighten, empower, and esteem you through daily posts. On our Facebook page, you also get to share, learn, and blossom. It's a great way to get a boost for the day. Join us by going to facebook.com/esteemyourselfez. In addition, join us on Twitter by going to facebook.com/positivity. Sometimes it is so difficult in this economy for us to be able to maybe succeed in a business growing or other types of things that you may want to do. Because of that, the economy can sometimes weigh us down. But there are ways for us to find a way to build ourselves or build our business or other things we're doing in an inexpensive way. We're talking about bartering. And today we're speaking to Debbie Sardone in regards to bartering. Debbie knows how to make a buck long before she discovered the secret to hanging on it to it. Now, a tied and true barter advocate, she sometimes refers to herself as the barterpreneur because of her ability to turn good ideas into successful businesses. Entrepreneurs also allow her to help them. Join us as we talk to Debbie today. Debbie, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
We're glad to have you on today. And I've been reading a lot about your book. I went to your website, which we also have online. The website is very interesting, and the book seems to be very interesting as well. First, I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been in business for over 30 years. I have 5 businesses. They've just evolved over the years. One of them, the primary business that started a lot of the bartering, is I own a maid service. It's one of the largest in the country. We're a $1 million maid service. And from that, I became a business consultant. I train and help cleaning business owners grow their business and improve their profits and stop that high employee turnover. I also own, a part owner with my husband, a company that we recently acquired called thecleanteam.com. It's speedcleaning.com or thecleanteam.com. And we help people learn how to clean their home in half the time and provide lots of great cleaning tools and cleaning products, all natural, non-toxic household cleaning products that are really tough and actually work. And then lastly, I'm the founder of Cleaning for a Reason. So my whole world is cleaning. And we're the nonprofit that helps provide free house cleaning services to women who are battling cancer. And we use a network of residential cleaning companies to donate their time to provide those services to the women who have cancer.
Yes, you have a lot of businesses. I remember interviewing you for the business that allows women to be able to clean the homes of cancer patients, and I think that's an amazing business. And as we talk about businesses and we talk about bartering, I wanted to talk to you more about how you came up with this idea of bartering. So tell us a little bit about what bartering is for those that don't know.
Well, bartering has been around forever, and people think that it's an old-fashioned idea and that no one's doing it anymore, and it's like the best-kept secret in business. People have traded goods and services for other goods and services for hundreds and hundreds of years, but in business, you can learn to trade what you sell or what service you deliver with some other service that you may need and maybe you can't afford. So barter is fantastic for a business startup. You'll need less capital. You'll put less expense on a credit card where you're paying high credit card fees if you learn to barter. Instead of writing a check or putting on a credit card maybe a website design or creating your graphics for your new business card and your new brochure, you can generally trade what you do for a living with someone who has graphic skills or website design skills. So when you barter, you save money. And if you're a business startup, you can literally fund your business startup by trading all those different services that you need to get going. And if you're a seasoned business and you've been around for a while, you can trade business services to improve your infrastructure. We've traded for computer equipment, and we've traded for an upgraded telephone system when our business needed a 5-line system. So barter is for a new business or a seasoned business.
Yeah, it's so fascinating. As we talk about barter and the trading off, is bartering something that you would recommend for someone that's starting a business, or is this something you recommend for someone that's more seasoned in regards to the approach of bartering?
I recommend it for both, because when you're first starting out in business, funds are tight. You don't have a lot of customers. You don't have a lot of sales coming in. Most of us, what we have is plenty of unsold time, especially if you sell a service. And so if you barter in the beginning, number one, you're practicing your skill, or you're putting some staff members to work when it's a slow time because you're starting up. And when you trade your services, now you've just delivered your product or your service, you've created a new customer, you have a great testimonial, they can go online and write a review or write a wonderful testimonial that you can put on your website, and in exchange, maybe you clean houses like my company, or maybe you're a CPA, or maybe you're a graphics designer, you trade with someone else for something you need. Maybe I'm a CPA. And I have plenty of unsold time and lots of time that I can trade. And maybe you're a graphics designer and I need a new brochure. We trade. I get a testimonial. You're happy with my service. You're going to go and tell a friend. You're going to refer my company. Now I've gotten a paying customer. And I got that by trading with you, by bartering with you for something that I needed. Maybe you're a printer. Maybe you can print the banners and the signs for my office, and I can do your books. Or if I'm an attorney, and there's plenty of startup attorneys who need customers, and he can trade, or he or she can trade, creating your legal documents or creating the contracts that you need for your company, and you trade your service with that attorney. So whether you're a startup or you're a seasoned business, it fits both scenarios.
Yeah, it definitely seems like it does, especially I would assume a startup company would love this idea. So I was wondering if you can tell us a little bit more about how we can start to barter today. What are some of the things we need to start doing?
You know, and there's so many things that people never even think that they can barter. Over the years, I've bartered for printing, airfare tickets, airline tickets, hotel. I've bartered for car repairs. If you have a fleet of cars in your company, the type of service that you have to have a fleet of cars. You can barter your services for maybe someone who has an auto repair shop, and they can do oil changes and general maintenance on your cars. Of course, I've bartered for signs and banners. I've bartered for restaurant certificates and sporting events and salon and spa services. Even vacations that I can give to my employees. I even bartered for LASIK eye surgery, believe it or not. Had my eyes done on LASIK. Yes, it's incredible. Yeah. So there's so many things that you can trade with another business. Now, how do you get businesses to be open to trading with you? Because a lot of people will ask me, well, I wanted to trade with somebody, but they wouldn't trade with me. You do have to find someone who is open-minded. Closed-minded business owners will think, oh, I don't want to trade with you. I'd rather have your money. But if you don't have the funds, if you're a startup or your business is struggling and you don't have the funds, they're not going to have you as a customer. And so you have to work with open-minded people. You can start with your networking community. I've given my book to people and said, would you read this? And then could we meet next week? And I've given them that book so they could read it and open their mind to barter. There's so many examples in that book of how barter would save them money. And so when they read my book, or you can write up a letter from you that explains why barter will benefit them and how it will save them money as well as you, whether you give them a book or you write your own personal letter, give them something to read and think about. Don't just corner someone at a networking meeting and try to talk them into trading with you, because they're usually not going to be open-minded until they warm up to the idea, unless they've bartered in the past. And if they've bartered in the past, many times their first response will be, oh, yeah, I love to barter. Yes, let's talk.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I think, like you said, just starting off, especially if you're not – if you need a barter, if you haven't done it before, to really get that book out there, a really good key. Because like you said, sometimes people they're not open-minded to these kind of things, and it's something that can make them money instead of, you know, and save money as well. So definitely, I would say writing that letter may be a good way to start, especially if you have the book and attached to the letter, or you bring out some, you know, elements of the book in your letter. So that's a great way to start. When we talk about bartering, and let's talk about it in the personal sense. If I'm not a business owner, but I still, because I know in your website you talk about even paying for your daughter's wedding. Tell us about the personal side of bartering, how we can do that.
It is really fun. And when you meet people who are willing to trade with you, you make so many great relationships. And, you know, I was talking to my sister several years ago, and she said, oh, I wish I could barter. I work for a company. I don't own my own company. I wish
right.
I could barter like you. And I said, Lisa, you have a condo in Hilton Head. You can barter your condo. You're not in that condo every single weekend. It's on the beach. It's absolutely beautiful. And I said, you're not in your condo every single week. There are so many services that you can trade for the use of your condo. If somebody had to pay for an entire week at Hilton Head on the beach, it would cost them somewhere between $700 and $1,500 or more for the week for her two-bedroom, two-bath condo. And she realized, you know, I do have something to barter. So the next time we talked, she said, guess what? I'm having the upholstery in my condo, my furniture in my condo reupholstered, and we're trading. Somebody's going to come out and reupholster the furniture because it was old and outdated, and she's going to get a week for her family for a vacation at the condo. Then she found someone to do some tile work. She needed some upgrading on the floors, and she got a tile person to come in and lay tile floors. And he's now going to take his family to the condo for a free week, a vacation. And so she works for corporate America. She doesn't own her own business, but she owns a condo. If you have anything that other people would like to have, you've got something to barter. Whether you make beautiful quilts and you want to trade that with someone who does beautiful paintings, or anything. You can barter just about anything. You can barter babysitting services for, you know, limousine service, pick up at the airport. Barter can be done, whether it's business or personal, between two people who are willing to trade what they have, services or products.
Wow, that's amazing. That's exciting, actually. So that's really good. When we talk about bartering in this sense, you have to be, I would assume, somebody that's able to be confident enough to speak up in regards to bartering, right? So tell me, how can someone that's shy get into this sort of bartering sense where they feel like they can actually achieve that goal to barter?
Well, what I do recommend is barter with people you know and trust. It's just like anything else. The way I see barter is look at it as if you did write a check for that good or that service. And so it's not so much about being shy or bold. It's about bartering with people you know and trust. I would never hire someone to come in and work in my home without a recommendation or a referral or a legitimate business license or credentials. And so I wouldn't trade with just anybody either. And so trade with people you know. Trade with people you trust. You've already seen their work. They've already demonstrated their credibility. And don't take risks just because you're not writing a check. I've bartered for painting services. I've had people come in and paint our house, and we've traded house cleaning for that. But I knew who they were, and I knew they had trained and trusted employees, and they had business insurance. I'm not going to let just anyone in my home or anyone in my business just because they're willing to barter. So there is a trust relationship, and you need to do your due diligence just like you would with any other business.
Perfect. So as we talk about safety and making sure that you are having those particular grounds, is making sure that you are okay in the bartering world, are there any particular tips or rules that you must follow or you should follow when it comes to bartering?
Yes, and it's really important that you understand the dynamics and principles of barter, since most barter is going to take place inside of a business arrangement. In other words, if you paint my office, we'll come and clean your office. Or if you manage my books, I'll write up your contracts for your company. And you barter dollar for dollar. But there are some pitfalls with barter. Some people will try to take advantage of you, and they'll try to jack up the price because it is a barter arrangement. You need to know pricing. You need to know the value of that barter arrangement. If I'm going to trade for a sign, and I'm going to come and clean your house or your office for a year or several months, and you're going to put up a sign on my office that's maybe worth a couple thousand dollars, I need to know that that's really what it's worth and that it's not really just a sign I could have paid $500 for somewhere else and you've increased or inflated the value because it's a trade. And so you need to be careful of people taking advantage of you on barter. Again, it's trust. It's business. We should always know what is the fair market value if we're going to trade and make sure we're trading with someone we trust. The second thing that is very important is barter is recognized as a sale by the IRS. It's no different than a cash sale. It's no different than somebody writing you a check. If you have a business and you're bartering, the IRS says that's a sale. So don't think this is a tax-free exchange. This is not a tax-free way of doing business. Just like if you take cash under the table in your business and you don't report your taxes and you don't pay your taxes, it's going to catch up with you someday. If you're constantly bartering and not reporting that, it will catch up with you someday. So my recommendation is when you barter for things in business, spend and trade and barter business to business rather than business to personal. So if I give you $500 worth of free house cleaning or if I give you $500 worth of consulting, then I need to get in exchange a business service in exchange instead of maybe a personal service like having my hair done or, something personal. So trade business to business. When you do that, the IRS recognizes the trade as an expense. So, yes, you had a sale on barter. Let's say it's a $500 sale, But then you had a $500 expense. If the sale, in other words, I came and cleaned your house and gave you $500 worth of house cleaning, and in turn, your company gave me $500 worth of printing, well, that's an equal sale and expense, and there is no tax implication. You don't owe any taxes because you sold $500 and you expensed $500. So if you keep your business barter at the business level, you won't have a tax problem. The problems come in when you're doing barter through your business, and then your trade is also on personal. So keep those separate and stay out of trouble with the IRS. The IRS recognizes barter as a sale.
Wow, that's really good to mention. So what we're saying is keep business out of personal. Don't mix business and pleasure, which is good to note.
Exactly.
So as we talk about that, I think it's important for us to also address in regards to bartering with people that you know. When you have a business partner, maybe, or when you have a business associate, how do you make sure that the friendship and the business is not intertwined? Does that make sense to you when I ask that question?
Well, I guess just keeping, like you said a minute ago, keeping business and keeping personal, whether it's a business partner, a vendor that you have to work with, or a business colleague,
mm-hmm.
if you keep your business at the business level and avoid the personal, then there isn't resentment. You know, if you're selling all kinds of things on barter and then you go and trade for all these personal services, your business partner is going to resent that because they're going to see mm-hmm. it's not helping the bottom line. When you barter, this should help your bottom line. This is supposed to help your business make more money, not drain the business from resources. Because barter isn't free. I mean, when I barter for cleaning services, I have to pay my employees to go out and clean for that person's home. And so if I'm paying my employees to go clean and I'm getting the benefit of barter, then I need that barter to benefit my business, not me personally. And a business partner will resent it if you're using barter to just kind of pad your personal life. And so keep business separate. It's the safest thing to do. And the other thing I'd like to mention that makes barter easier to manage and safer, and this is how I've bartered for so many things, such a variety of things, and how I've found so many partners to barter with, because, again, some people aren't open-minded, consider joining an organized trade association. And some people would call them barter associations. Believe it or not, there are organizations out there that you can join for a small fee, and you pay a small transaction fee on every barter, and they literally manage the barter program, and they sign up members from all over the country and all over your community. They all are like-minded business people who understand barter, believe in it, and barter regularly. So, for instance, I'm in a barter network. It's like a barter club. And there are 30,000 of us in the network. Now, they're not all in the Dallas Metroplex. They're scattered all over the United States. But I don't always need to barter with someone in my own hometown. For instance, one year I bartered for the on-hold music that you listen to when your customer calls your office and you have to put them on hold while you go check schedules or go and get the other person they've asked for. Well, while
yeah.
they're on hold, they listen to this nice on-hold music, but in our case, it's a narrative of all the services we offer. So while they're on hold, they hear all about the Cleaning for Reason program that we're a part of, and they hear about the carpet cleaning and the window cleaning services and our spring cleaning services, and they hear all this. Well, that was created by a company in Florida. My company is in Texas. My company is never going to go to Florida and clean their house. But I was able to trade. That was like a $300 project, and I was able to trade with them because they're in my barter network, my group. And so I got a $300 service, and that is music on hold that was custom designed and very professional. And someone within the Dallas Metroplex will get my $300 worth of cleaning. And so when you join a barter network, there is safety. You are bartering with people that have been screened and legitimate businesses, and you don't have to manage that process. And they manage the documentation so that you can accurately report it to the IRS. So joining a trade association or a barter group is a great way to get started, especially if you're nervous and especially if you're shy, like you asked earlier, and you don't know how to approach people.
Yeah, I was going to talk about the association. I'm glad you mentioned that because I think that's a great way to start, especially when it's something that's I had no idea there were associations like that. And so I think that's really good to bring up. In your book, you have so much that you do discuss about the different elements and components of bartering. And then you have testimonials on how your book has been such a great tool for those who are looking to barter. And then just talking about the association element of it, how do you go about joining the associations? And which ones do you think, what is the best way of finding out which ones are actually real or they're effective? Because I know there's a lot out there on the internet.
There really is. So, of course, you can start with a Google search. You can simply type in barter exchange or barter association, and a list will come up, and you can do your own investigation. The company that I am a member of is called itex.com. It's itex.com, and they have over 30,000 members around the United States, so there's a good chance there's a strong barter network right in your own community. So that's a place to start. If you find a barter network in your community, also ask around in networking groups or chambers of commerce and see if they're aware of any. But if you find one, then do some due diligence. Talk to the barter broker. It's usually somebody who signs you up and explains the program and tells you what the rules are. And then ask to talk to some of their members and call them. Do your due diligence. If you call and every member you call says something like, yeah, I joined the barter club a while ago, but I'm not taking on any barter for a while. I'm not taking on barter anymore. I'm upside down in my barter. I've traded a lot of my services, but I haven't figured out how to spend all my barter credit, so I'm not doing this. If you find that a lot of their members have the same story of negativity and not participating, then that could be a very weak barter club, and you really don't want to join that group, because what would happen is you join, you go and do a whole bunch of your services, and then when it comes time for you to redeem all the credit that you've created, you keep running into people that are saying things like, yeah, I'm not doing that right now. No, I'm not taking on barter. So do your due diligence or contact someone at itex.com. My particular broker is Gary Smith, and he does a terrific job. He's here in the Dallas Metroplex, and he can answer anyone's questions. So feel free to send me an email, and that would be debbiesardone@gmail.com, and just put in your subject line, barter, and I'll be happy to answer any questions or send you to my broker, and he can help you and, you know, answer any questions that you have.
That's terrific. Thank you, Debbie. I think that approach is amazing, to be able to call and say, what's going on with this barter? And know more about the people that are involved, because that will really help you to decide if this is something to do. And I think it's a really great way to grow your business and to be able to learn how to become independent, especially in this economy. So I know you wrote a book on bartering, so you are an expert on bartering. Tell me, what would you like people to get out of your book? What is the one thing you would like people to get out of the book?
The one thing I'd like for people to take away from reading my book is barter is supposed to save you money. Most people see barter backwards. They think, well, I don't want to barter with you. I want you to hire me, or I want you to pay me. And then they turn around and they have to pay someone for a service that maybe they can't afford. Barter is supposed to save you money. If you read my book and you don't decide that, oh my goodness, I could save hundreds and hundreds of dollars this next year, and for some people, thousands and thousands of dollars, I'll give your money back. Because I know people have told me when they've read my book that their eyes were open to a concept that they were very closed-minded about, and they began to save themselves thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars, depending on the size of their transaction, when they started bartering.
Thank you. And thank you so much, Debbie. I hope that all of our listeners, and I'm sure they'll be very interested, like I was as well, able to go and check out your website. Tell us the website is for the book.
Well, you can go to Amazon.com and just type in Barternomics, or you can go to my website, thebarternomicsbook.com, and I'd be happy to give any listeners of Esteem a discount. You can get my book for just $10 if you'll type into the coupon code Esteem.
Perfect. Thank you. That's amazing. Thank you so much, Debbie, for today, and thank you for joining us at such a late hour.
You're so welcome, and I really appreciate you having me.
Thank you. And we'd like to thank you, all listeners, and we will speak with you again until next time. Stay esteemed.